Okay, let's go.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Chaitanya Jagat Samsara Atita Parvanna Hedu Tapavatarada Shama Matita Prabhu Napanveya.
Ah!
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Prem Sekho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Prasiddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopikopana Sayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Maturanam ki jai, Jagannathaswami ki jai, Yamunamai ki jai, Srimati Lasidevi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premananda, Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna, Prestaya Budle, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini, Namadi Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Vacharni Nivashesha Shanyavadi Paschachit, Deja Tarni. So, Omagana Timidanda Shah, Gadanjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Meditam Yeda Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorancia. Okay, so today we're going to continue with our study of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're on the 22nd. Chapter of the Madhyalila, and this consists of Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatan Goswami in Varanasi, and this particular chapter is entitled The Process of Devotional Service, which is very interesting because it applies to us. Us meaning you and me. So, I think we can continue. Any announcements today? No. No, I don't think there are any announcements today. Okay. Nobody else has gotten sick today. Nobody else needs prayers. Phew. It's been a difficult week, you know, losing people this week. But this is part of life. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyodi Vyadi Dukha Doshana Darshanam. It's the nature of this world. It's birth, death, disease, and old age. Don't expect anything different. That's the nature of this world. So one should utilize every available second in the service of Krishna. Don't waste time, especially with the internet. and social media. It's a waste of your human form of life, and actually you become controlled by AI. AI means artificial intelligence. Computers, in other words. Okay, so let's go on to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are going to read from the 22nd chapter. Oops, I don't know why I did that. And beginning with text 67 in the 22nd chapter. Okay. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay. Just move a few things around on the screen. Okay. Okay. Got it. All right. Begin with text 67. Shastra yuti nahi jane drida shradhavan majamadakari se mahabhagyavan. So what's going on here is a description of the three types of devotees. One is the kanishta adhikari, which is basically, I don't want to say low class, but it's the devotee who is materialistic, who doesn't have faith in Krishna. His faith is very fragile, and also doesn't know the shastras very well, and he can be swayed like the wind can blow leaves. That's called kanishta, materialistic. And he also, oh, so another thing, the kanishta adhikari sees Krishna in the temple, which is good, but he doesn't see Krishna outside of the temple. He thinks Krishna is only in the temple. He's not in everyone's heart. He has no realization of any of that other stuff. So that's a kanishta adhikari. The majjhima adhikari is an intermediate stage, one who has full faith, but doesn't have so much knowledge of the shastras, can't really convince people too well. That's majjhima adhikari. And uttama adhikari is one who has complete faith and knowledge of the shastras in order to convince himself and convince others about Krishna consciousness. And also, an Uttama Adhikari never falls down. Uttama Adhikari is always dedicated to spreading Krishna consciousness. So in this particular verse, we are hearing the description of a Majjhima, middle type of devotee. Shastra Yukti. Oh, actually, I'm not supposed to do word by word synonyms. I'm used to the Bhagavatam where we do that. When it was not very expert in argument and has logic based on the revealed scriptures, but who has firm faith and logic based on the revealed scriptures, but his firm faith is considered second-class devotee. He must also be considered most fortunate. So that second-class, which I already described. Yashastra adishani puna shadavansa tu madhyamaha. He who does not know scriptural argument very well, but who has firm faith, is called an intermediate or second-class devotee. This book, there's a verse coming from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.18. Yahara kamala shrada se kanishta jana krame krame teno bhakta haive uttama. One whose faith is soft and pliable is called a neophyte, but by gradually following the process he will rise to the platform of a first-class devotee. So, soft and pliable means if he runs into opposing arguments, it confuses him, and he just may not understand what he's doing. Doesn't understand the philosophy too well. Yep, doesn't understand too much too well, or anything, practically anything too well. But if he follows the process, which consists of associating with advanced devotees and following a few rules and regulations, he'll eventually become an Uttama Adhikari. Sovavet Kamala Shraddha Sakanishto Nigadyate. When his faith is not very strong, it's just beginning, should be considered a neophyte devotee. This is a verse also from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.19. Rati prema taratam ye bhakta taratama ekadasha skande tara kriyache lakshana. A devotee is considered superlative or superior according to his attachment and love. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the following symptoms have been given. This is really important. How to distinguish. Of course, now that we go around criticizing devotees, you are right. Kanishta Adhikari. No. Apply these distinctions to ourselves. And of course, be aware of them with other people so we can advance and also associate with the advanced devotees. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has stated that if one has developed the faith in Krishna consciousness, he is to be considered an eligible candidate for further advancement in Krishna consciousness. Obviously. Those who have faith are divided into three categories, Uttama, Majjhima, and Kanishta, first class, second class, and neophyte. A first class devotee has firm conviction of the revealed scriptures and is expert in arguing according to the Shastras. He is firmly convinced of the science of Krishna consciousness. The Majjhima Adhikari, or second-class devotee, has firm conviction in Krishna consciousness, but he cannot support his conviction by citing Shastric references. The neophyte devotee does not yet have firm faith. In this way, the devotees are typed. The standard of devotion is also categorized in the same way. A neophyte believes that only love of Krishna or Krishna consciousness is very good, but he may not know the basis of pure Krishna consciousness or how one can become a perfect devotee. Sometimes in the heart of a neophyte there is attraction for karma, means gross material goods, jnana, liberation, or yoga. Om means city or powers. When one practices yoga, one gets powers. When he is free and transcendental to mixed devotional activity, he becomes a second-class devotee. When he becomes expert in logic, I can refer to the Shastras, he becomes a first-class devotee. The devotees are also described as positive, comparative, and superlative in terms of their love and attachment for Krishna. It should be understood that a Majjhima Adhikari, a second-class devotee, is fully convinced of Krishna consciousness, but cannot support his convictions with Shastric reference. A neophyte may fall down, that's the third class devotee, may fall down by associating with non-devotees because he is not firmly convinced and strongly situated. The second class devotee, even though he cannot support his position with Shastric reference, can gradually become a first class devotee by studying the Shastras and associating with a first class devotee. However, if the second-class devotee does not advance himself by associating with the first-class devotee, he makes no progress. There's no possibility that a first-class devotee will fall down, even though he may mix with non-devotees to preach. Conviction and faith gradually increase to make one an Uttama Adhikari, a first-class devotee. Prabhupada gives an interesting definition of first-class devotee in the Upadeshamrita, which is roughly translated as nectar of instruction. He says, one who never falls down, number one, and is always planning on how to spread the Krishna conscious movement, he's first class devotee. That's a functional definition. Functional. In other words, sometimes we want to apply definitions by looking in people's hearts. We can't do that. We don't know what's happening in the heart. So sometimes we have to look at things externally. Now, it's not that you can always understand everything externally because you don't know what's happening in someone's heart. Someone may be pretending for some time. But at least someone who never falls down, if you give them like 50, 60 years and they haven't fallen down, they're doing pretty well and always dedicated to spreading Krishna consciousness. Sarva Bhuteshu Yak Pashad Bhagavad Bhava Matmana Bhutani Bhagavat Jatmani Esha Bhagavatottamaha. A person advanced in devotional service sees within everything the soul of souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he always sees the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the cause of all causes and understands all things are situated in him. It's a quotation from Bhagavatam 11.2.45. Ishvare taradineshu paleseshu vishatsucha prema maitri kripopeksha yakaroti samadhyamaha. An intermediate second-class devotee shows love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is friendly to all devotees, is very merciful to neophytes and ignorant people, and neglects those who are envious of devotional service. That's another aspect of a second-class devotee. He makes friends with the devotees, worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's merciful to those who are less advanced or neophytes or innocent, and neglects those who are envious of devotional service. You know, four things, remember that? Serves the Lord, here it's expressed as showing love for the Supreme, I mean serving the Lord. He serves the Lord, he makes friendship with the devotees, ooh, and he gives compassion to those who are less advanced than he is, even those who are not really on the path of devotional service, but at least are neophytes. And he shows compassion to those who are innocent. Here it's actually expressed as ignorant people, which is interesting. But in the Upadeshamrita, it says innocent. This is also a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.46. This statement was made by the great sage Narada while he was speaking to Vasudeva about devotional service. The subject was originally discussed between King Nimi, the king of Videha, and the nine Yogendras, the sons of Lord Vrishabhadeva. Archyaneva harihe pujam yakshadayayate natad bhakteshu chanyeshu Sabhakta prakrita smitaha. A prakrita bhakta or materialistic devotee does not purposefully study the shastra, that's the third class devotee, neophyte, kanishadhikari, and try to understand the actual standard of pure devotional service. Consequently, he does not show proper respect to advanced devotees. He may, however, follow the regulated principles learned from his spiritual master, hold on, we skipped ahead, or from the family worships the deity. He is to be considered on the material platform, although he is trying to advance in devotional service. Such a person is a bhakta praya, neophyte devotee, that means almost a devotee, or bhakta vasa, for he is a little enlightened by Vaishnava philosophy. He doesn't show respect to others because he thinks that Krishna is only in the temple. This verse is also from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.47. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one who has full love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who maintains a good friendship with the Lord's devotees is always callous to those who envy Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Such a person is to be considered an intermediate devotee. He becomes a first-class devotee when, in the course of advancing devotional service, he feels an intimate relationship with all living entities, seeing them as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. This is actually really another interesting point. He becomes a first-class devotee, let me repeat this, when in the course of advancing in devotional service, he feels an intimate relationship with all living entities, seeing them as part and parcel of the Supreme Person. Like I gave the example yesterday that I was taking a shower and there was a cucaracha, that's Spanish for cockroach, and he was a big one in the shower. And I was thinking, what should I do? Should I just leave the water on and kill him? because it was a little warm. Oh, I don't take warm showers. I do, actually. Zohu, should I leave the water on and may kill him? No, let me take him out of here and save him. So I took him out and I moved him with my foot. I didn't hit him. I moved him with my foot. He left and he exited by way of the toilet, underneath the toilet. Couldn't find him again. So the point is, that has to be our consciousness. We feel that all living entities, yastu sarvani bhutani atmane vanu pashati, sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tatonu navigigupshate, that all living entities are our friends and relatives, brothers and sisters, brother cockroach, mother cockroach, sister cockroach. Anyway, that has to be the right consciousness. And somehow, by Prabhupada's mercy, I was experiencing that as I was watching the cockroach. I was thinking, I do not have the right. You know, sometimes we think we have the right to hurt another living entity because I'm more important. You know, I'm taking a shower. I'm more important than you, you ugly little cockroach. No. Why should we think that we're more important than the cockroach? Of course, Krishna's service is more important. So yes, I mean, sometimes I have to move a cockroach out of the way. But as far as Krishna is concerned, a cockroach is just as important or dear to him. Not the cockroach body, of course, but the soul in the cockroach body is just as important or dear to him as I am. That's quite humbling. Because I think I make so many arrangements for the comfort of this body. A bed, a guitar, so many things, a nice car. I think I'm so important, much more important than anyone else. This is dangerous in spiritual life. Whew. Should never think like that. Sarva mahad guna gana vaishnava sharire krishna bhakti krishna raguna sakale sanchare. A Vaishnava is one who has developed all good transcendental qualities. All the good qualities of Krishna gradually develop in Krishna's devotee. But don't wait for them to develop. Don't say, well, I am a rascal. I use all these four-letter words because I'm not very advanced in Krishna consciousness. You so-and-so, you blankety-blankety-blankety-blank. No. Control. Even though you haven't, let's say, manifest all these good qualities, act as if you have manifested. That's the intelligence platform. Act saintly, even if you're not a saint. How about that? That's a challenge, isn't it? Act saintly, even if you're not a saint, and then you will become a saint. Prabhupada said, action and knowledge gives realization. It may be imitation at first, but it gives realization when you act in knowledge. That's a really difficult austerity, but try it. Sushasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvaguna stachra samasate sura rabhabhaktasya kato mahadguna manorite nasati davato bihi. Another famous verse from the Bhagavatam. If one who has unflinching faith in Krishna, all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods are consistently manifest. However, he who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualifications because he is engaged by mental concoction in material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord. Let's see if I'll explain this. This is spoken by Prahlad Maharaj and his followers who are offering prayers to Nrisimhadeva. That means Lord Nrisimhadeva. So, this is a really heavy thing. One who has unflinching, in other words, one who is a pure devotee. Because one has complete faith, they are pure devotees. Unflinching means pure devotee. And then automatically, whatever you do is meant to please Krishna. And so that's why all the good qualities are manifest, because everything you do is out of love and compassion, for Krishna is parts and parcels. Nothing you do, nothing you say, nothing you think is out of any sort of selfish motive. So that's why it says all the good qualities. So, but if one who is not a devotee, it said, this is the hard one, has no good qualifications, well, what is the motive? I know I stressed the motive. What is the motive? The motive is self-centered, satisfying myself. So it's really not a good qualification. It appears externally to be a good qualification, but what is the motive? The motive is me. I do it because it makes me feel good. Me. So that's why. Because mental, let's explain here, manoratenasati. That means manoratena, means the chariot of the mind, or as Prabhupada translates it here, mental concoction in material existence. Another reason why we say he has no good qualifications, is because the modes of nature are actually making that person act. And sometimes the mode of goodness is prominent and appears like the person has good qualifications, but then the other modes of nature, as described by Krishna in the Gita, are in constant struggle for supremacy. Sometimes the mode of goodness is prominent, defeating the mode of passion and ignorance, sometimes passion, defeating goodness and ignorance, sometimes ignorance, defeating goodness and passion, etc., and they're all combining permutations, and so they're pulling us in different directions. So sometimes we manifest mode of goodness qualities. Oh, he's so peaceful. And other times, we lose it. You know, sometimes a saint, sometimes a sinner. So that's comes from being on the modes of nature. Next text. Say sava gunahaya vaishnava lakshana savakaha nayaya kari digdarashana. All these transcendental qualities are the characteristics of pure Vaishnavas, and they cannot be fully explained, but I shall try to point out some of the important qualities. This is really cool. These are the 26 qualities of the Vaishnava. And we should see who has these qualities. Kripalu, of course, Kripalu means merciful. Akrita droha, sichasara sama, nirdosha, vadanya, vridu, shuchi, akinchina, saropakaraka, shanta krishnaika sharana, akamaniha, stiravijita, sadguna, mitabuk, aparamata, manadah apman amani kambira karuna vaitra kavidaksha moni. I will have to explain this. Devotees are always merciful. Merciful means they are thinking of what's best for you and me. Maybe just listening. That's what merciful means. They care, they're paradukaduki. They care for others more than they care for themselves. Humble. What does humble mean? Humble means they accept Krishna's directions as their life and soul and consider themselves to be a servant of 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 the Lord who maintains the gopis in Vrindavan. Truthful. Truthful means they always speak. First of all, they understand what the truth is. You can't speak the truth before you understand what it is, because the truth is Krishna. Equal to all, because they see everybody is equally dear to Krishna. Faultless. Faultless means, basically, they present the philosophy in a faultless way. Secondly, every action is done out of love of Krishna. faultless doesn't mean that they don't make the wrong turn when they're driving a car. I mean, that's a really big misunderstanding that people have about faultless. It's that pure devotee must be faultless. Then why did you get a ticket for speeding? That's a fault. Oh my God. You got a ticket for speeding. You made a mistake. So, this is really important to understand what faultless means. Faultless means the motivation is pure. Magnanimous, that's like merciful. Magnanimous means open to everybody. Magna means big. Big. Animus means, it means like a friend. Friend to everybody. It's interesting. Magna, big. Mild. Of course, he can also be intense too, but mild. Being self-controlled, peaceful, clean. Clean inside by regularly chanting the Lord's holy names, and clean outside by, guess what? Cleaning the body, Prabhu. They're without material possessions because they understand everything belongs to Krishna. And they perform welfare work for everyone. What's the welfare work? Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Peaceful. Some of these are actually overlapping. We understand that. Surrender to Krishna. And desireless, but they desire to please Krishna. So it's not that they're absolutely desireless, but they desire to please Krishna. They're indifferent to material acquisitions. We talked about this before. That's called nirupeksha. Not attracted, not repulsed. You know, if Krishna gives it, okay. Krishna doesn't give it, okay. Fixed in devotional service, that's obvious. They completely control the six bad qualities. Lust. Lust means not just in the sexual sense, it means lust, I must want to enjoy something. Enjoy. Lust means actually I want to enjoy you. Use you as an agent of my sense of anger. But they can get angry as someone who blasphemes Krishna, but they don't get angry because they've been denied something to eat that night. Greed, I must have acquisition, and so forth. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, actually the others, the so forths are illusion, envy, fear, like that. They eat only as much as required, and they are not inebriated. That means they always remain. Inebriated could also mean that one takes intoxication, is intoxicated. But in this particular case, it means they always maintain their composure and remember what their goal of life is. They're respectful. Perfect gentlemen, perfect ladies. Grave doesn't mean they don't joke, but they can joke. But they're grave in the sense that always be centered on Krishna. Compassionate, that means they feel, that's empathic, compassionate. They consider others' pains and pleasures to be more important than their own. And they understand people. And without false prestige, manina manadena. The reason they're without false prestige is they give Krishna prestige. For they're friendly, because they see everyone as part and parcel of Krishna, as we mentioned before. Brothers, sisters, like that. Poetic. I think that's self-explanatory. Expert in devotional service. And silent, in other words, they have control of their tongue, so they're not speaking unnecessarily, but they're speaking about Krishna when it's required. Here's another verse about these great devotees. Wow. Krishnadas Kaviraj is really pioneering them on. So we should see how many of these qualities pertain to us. Okay. This is actually a verse from Lord Kapiladev. Instructions about the qualities of a Vaishnava. Tatek Shiva Kuru Nika Sura Sarvadehi Namajata Shatrava Shanta Shatrava Sada Bhushana. Devotees are always tolerant, forbearing, and very merciful. They are the well-wishers of every living entity. They follow the scriptural injunctions because they have no enemies. They are very peaceful. These are the decorations of the devotees. Very important verse. This is a quotation from Bhagavatam 3:25-21. When the sages, headed by Shonaka, inquired about Kapiladeva, the incarnation of Godhead, Sutta Goswami, who was the topmost devotee of the Lord, quoted talks about self-realization between Vidura and Maitreya, friend of Vyasadeva's. During these talks, the topic of Lord Kapila had come up, and at that time Maitreya had repeated Kapiladeva's discussions with his mother. So, as I said before, it's Lord Kapiladeva's instruction to his mother, wherein the Lord states that attachment to material things is the cause of conditional life. When a person becomes attached to transcendental things, he is on the path of liberation. Actually, what is said by Lord Kapiladeva is the very same process of attachment can be the cause of liberation or the cause of entanglement. In other words, we have to become attached to something. Sometimes people become attached to being non-attached, but that's an attachment. They become attached to being not attached. And there's no question of not being attached or being attached to being not attached, because if you're attached to being not attached, you're attached to being not attached, if that makes sense to you. Here's an instruction, another instruction from Bhagavatam. Wow, they're just pouring it in today. Mahatseva Mudvara Mahuravi Mukteshta Mudvara Mishitam Sangi Sangha Mahatans Mahantaste Samachita Pashanta Vinyan Vimanyava Surada Sagavoye. Lord Rishabhadev. It is the verdict of all Shastras and great personalities that service to a pure devotee is the path of liberation. Mahatseva Mahuravi Mukteshta. That means by serving a pure devotee. By contrast, association with materialistic people who are attached to material enjoyment of women is the path of darkness. Those who are actually devotees are broad-minded, equal to everyone, and very peaceful. They never become angry, and they are friendly to all living entities. That's Lord Rishabhadeva speaking to his sons, actually. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.2. Let's see if I can explain this. Anyway, that means same thing that was described previously in this chapter. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastrikoya, Lava Mantra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoya. A little bit of association with the pure devotee gives you all perfection. And that's association, Mahat Sevam, Ohurivi Muktes. That means serving in this particular verse. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Haya Sadhu Sangha. Krishna prema janmiten ho punamukhya hanga. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. I'll read it again. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, association with devotees is still most essential. So this is really stressed again and again and again and again. It's association with devotees. Devotees carry bhakti in their heart. Krishna say tomorrow, Krishna dite par. Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him. I am simply running behind you, my great spiritual master, chanting what? Krishna, Krishna. Text 84. Bhavapavargo brahmato yadabhavej. Janashatari yachyuta sat samagamaha satsangamo yari tadaiva satgatao paravareshe twahi jayate ratehi. O my Lord, O infallible Supreme Person, when a person wandering throughout the universe becomes eligible for liberation from material existence, he gets an opportunity to associate with devotees. When he associates with devotees, his attraction for you is awakened. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest goal of the topmost devotees in the Lord of the Universe. This is from the Bhagavatam, 10:51-53. It's very similar to this verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Abramanda Brahmate Konna Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Latapish. Actually, it says the same thing. That a person wanders throughout the universe is Abramanda Brahmate Konna Bhagavan. By the mercy of Krishna, he gets the mercy of, or he gets to associate with a pure devotee and gets the what? Bhakti Lata Bija, the seed of the creeper of devotion implanted in his heart. So, you know, a lot of this is repetitive, but it's important to hear it again and again and hear about the importance of associating with devotees. Ata atyantikam kshemam vichamo bhavatunga samsaresmen kshanardo pi satsanga sevadirinam. O devotees, O you who are free from all sins, let me inquire from you about that which is supremely auspicious for all living entities. Association with a pure devotee for even half a moment in this material world is the greatest treasure for human society. Wow! Even half a moment. And that's similar to that verse. Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastra Koi Lava Matra. That's 1/11th of a second. Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoi gives one all perfection. It's really stressing this important point. So why is something stressed over and over again? Because it's very important. Even though it may seem repetitive, then that repetition is there just to, say, put it in our little consciousness that it is super important. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11:2-30. Another verse. Wow. This is actually... very important, Bhakti Rasamrita to Sindhu. Satam prasangan mama virya. No, this is actually from the Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila Dev again. Satam prasangan mama virya samvado bhavanti vidkarna sayana katata joshanadashopa bhargabhartmani shudhara tira bhakti uranu kurmeshati. The spiritually powerful message of Godhead can be properly discussed. Only in a society of devotees is greatly pleasing to hear in that association. One hears from devotees the way of transcendental experience quickly opens and gradually one attains firm faith that in due course develops into attraction and devotion. It's a quotation from Bhagavatam 3:25-25, Lord Kapiladev, for an explanation, Siyadi Leela 160. So in other words, stressing again the importance of association. Very, very important, these verses stressing. So, and then we're going to get to other things about avoiding association tomorrow. So we got to 88. We went to 67 to 88 in this chapter. Okay, gang. So now we are going to stop sharing. And let me move this chat window over so I can look at it. So who has a question? Wait, let me allow you to unmute yourselves. You got 44 participants in Zoom. So who has a question? One of the questions was, what is attachment to transcendental things? That means things are connected to Krishna. Tvadiyanam Samarchanam. As described by Lord Kapilita, Lord Shiva. Vishnu Radhanam Param Asmat Paratharam Devi Vadiyanam Samarchanam. That of all worship of Vishnu is supreme, but those things that are connected to Krishna's service can be used in serving Krishna and pleasing to Krishna, and especially Krishna himself and his pastimes and his instructions and his pure devotees. Those are transcendental things. In fact, attachment to those who are transcendental, just like we're attached to people in this world. We're actually very attached to people in the world because we have some bodily connection. Our body popped out of someone else's body. And, you know, that's natural. I'm not denying it. But it's skin connection, skin disease. So it's all right to be attached to people. I don't want to preach sannyas dharma to all of you because you'll take it and it's not mature for you to think about becoming a sannyasi. Just remain where you are. Stani sitam shutikatam tan van manobir. Anyway, we should be attached to the great personality, just like we're attached to family members, okay? My mommy, my daddy, my brothers, my sisters, my cousins, my aunties, my unclees, Kakashri, Mamashri, Pitashri, anyway, Ratashri. So we're attached to all these different people because of the physical connection. I'm not saying give it up. But you take that same attachment and you focus it on pure devotees, and that same attachment will take you out of this world. Cockroaches. People asking questions. How we deal with mice, mosquitoes, and snakes, as we are naturally afraid, repelled by these animals and insects. If an animal is harmful to you, can hurt you, then get rid of it, whatever you have to do. You know, snakes, especially in Australia. I remember one time I was actually sitting in someone's house in Australia, and all these little redback spiders, I don't know if you know what a redback spider, I had hundreds of them on me. Hundreds of redback spiders on me, and they can kill you. So what did I do? I told them all to leave. No, I didn't tell them to leave. Somehow or other, I was able to blow them off. But they're actually deadly spiders. So yes, whenever there's a deadly animal that can kill us, that's all right for you to kill it first before it kills you. Okay, so what's the difference between advanced devotee and pure devotee? Okay, a pure devotee is naturally an advanced devotee, but an advanced devotee is not necessarily a pure devotee. Advanced devotee may be very advanced on the platform of bhava, but a advanced devotee may not have Krishna prema. A pure devotee who has no other desire other than to please Krishna. That's it. That's the definition of pure devotee. His only desire is to please Krishna and Guru. That's a pure devotee. An advanced devotee is coming to that point. No, of course, a pure devotee is also an advanced devotee. But if one can be an advanced devotee without being a pure devotee, because they're coming to that point, and they haven't yet arrived at that point. Here's another question. Guru Maharaj, if devotees preach nicely but lack sadhachara, deeply political with non-devotee action, does the attachment here from such devotees degrading in consciousness? If a devotee is preaching nicely, you know, we should be able to hear the preaching and not be influenced by the lack of sadachar. Sadachar means good behavior. Anyway, we have to be like swans. Swans means you take nectar even from a place that's not completely clean. So that's swans. So it's not that we go around criticizing devotees. You are not an advanced devotee. I can't hear you have such bad association. So Rana Sundari, you have a question. You raise your hand.
Hare Krishna Gurudev.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too. I see you every day. You don't see me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about Govinda Mohini's mom. As you were reading this, she was a very humble devotee. And she was very lucky to see you, Gurudev, when you went to Fiji. You know, and you were very lucky to see her, because she was just very humble person, you know, like she would not talk to, you know, unnecessarily. I spoke to Govinda Moini yesterday and she was telling me that how she was chanting, and she was chanting intense, you know, like very intense way. And she said to me that she felt like that you empowered her while she was chanting, you know, to while her mom, you know, and she said she was the only person in there while she was chanting. And she said, I did not even cry, nothing, but I just kept on going. And it just like grew there, was like on me, you know, and saying, chan, chan, chan. She goes, then I just saw, you know, like she said, and I just, sorry, Gurudev, someone's trying to call me in between. Yeah, and then she said, then I saw, you know, like her hand just dropped. And, you know, she goes, I did not even cry. She goes, after 5 minutes, then I went outside and I told my sisters. She said, that's when I cried. And I said, it's Gurudev's mercy, you know, Gurudev. And it's Krishna's mercy, is because she was a very humble, humble person. I have not met anyone as humble as her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, that's actually true.
Yeah.
And the way I saw her the last time was very interesting. It's not usually every morning and evening we go to people's houses for prasadam. And we didn't have an appointment at her house, but I just told the devotees, no, we have to stop there. Even though we don't have an appointment, so I told the devotees we stopped there. You know, there wasn't any prasadam or anything like that. And we walked into her house, and she was just so gracious. And like you said, so very, very, very humble. And Krishna arranged that. I saw her right before she left the body.
I said to Govinda Moini, we don't know what she was talking to Krishna, you know. You guys went to bring her here, you know, but you don't know what she was saying to Krishna, you know. So we have to be... Anyway, it was very sad when you... Because I didn't even know her name until, like, you took Govinda Moini's name. Then I rang my dad from my husband's phone and I said, find out what is Govinda Moini's mom's name. Then Ananda Moy said, yeah, it's her. And I was like, oh my God. It was like so sad. My mom said she spoke to her like about 3 hours, like a couple of weeks ago, you know. My mom was very upset.
Yes, her name was Shama Balaba.
Yeah, because we call her auntie, so I never used to call her by her name. So, you know, in Fiji, we always have respect. If someone's elder than you, you don't call them Mataji. We used to call them, you know, auntie, uncle.
Yeah. Yeah, she is a great devotee, and Krishna's taking care of her. And Krishna comes to save the humble people.
And very people true.
People who are proud, like me, Krishna doesn't come to save. save the humble people like her.
Yeah, we all should be good, Gurudev, because as you said in the initiation the other day, that, you know, you have to come back, you have to take birth till, you know, we all are behaving 100% and, you know, for you to come back and take us. I honestly don't want you to come back in this world to take us back. We all have to be humble to each other, you know. We have to be very good. We have to, because we don't have to have ego. Ego is not a good thing.
No, you know? It's not.
No. Every devotee should be humble to each other. You know, even if you don't like somebody, just say Hare Krishna, you know. But don't be envious of anybody. I think, you know, that's the worst part. Because I over the years, you know, like listening to your lectures, you know, and listening to other Maharaj's lectures, you know, for past 2.5 years, you know, it has changed my mind a lot. You know, it has taken me in a different direction.
That's nice. Yes, this COVID has actually been a blessing for many people, because you can hear about Krishna more than previously.
And associating with you, Gurudev, more and more.
Yeah, more than before. Yeah, because every day I'm on the internet. COVID has actually been a benediction. It's been better than before. Anyway, whatever Krishna arranges, we take advantage. And as they say, if life gives you a lemon, you make lemonade from it.
That's right.
Krishna gives you You make lemonade and you offer it to Krishna. All right, thank you. We're going to have to end now. Oh, thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. See everybody tomorrow evening or tomorrow morning, same time, same station. Adi Bell.